إن الحمد إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. It's always a pleasure to welcome all of you in our classes. We continue tonight, inshallah ta'ala, on this very important topic, the seerah of our noble companion, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. This great companion of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we are commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his book and by his messenger or beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to follow their examples. We are commanded to follow the example of the companions, and especially Al-Khulafa Al-Rashidun. And he is the first of those four Khulafa Al-Rashidun, radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. We are commanded to adhere to that which they were upon. Our noble scholars, they says, in Aqeedah, that our creed has to be their creed. We have to learn their creed, what they were upon in belief, what they believed as related to the names and attributes of Allah, what they believed as related to the Jannah, the hellfire, the angels, the prophets, messengers, the Qadr, the decree of Allah, the last day, and the like. Likewise, our ibadah, our actions of worship, whether it be the tahara, purification, including wudu, ghusl, masḥ, tayammum. Likewise, salat, zakat, fasting, hajj, umrah, everything from actions of worship. We have to learn what they were upon. How did they perform the ibadat? Because they're the one that performed them the correct way. Allah is pleased with them, and they pleased with Him by the text in the Quran. Likewise, in mu'amalat, in transactions. Because as a human, we deal with one another. We have family members, we have parents, we have grandparents, we have neighbors, we have in-laws, children, boys, girls, stepchildren, and the like. How we deal with all of these people? We have the answers. We follow their way as well. Buying, selling, lending, transactions. We follow their way as well. And also very important, their minhaj. What is the path that they were upon in doing all this? And also very important, the akhlaq and the suluk. We have to emulate their example when it comes to the character. When it comes to adorning ourselves with the beautiful manners of Al-Islam. Barakallahu feekum. ومن فضائله أنه جمع خصال الخير في يوم واحد. We stopped at the point when we mentioned to you some of the virtues of Abu Bakr. We cannot bring only the virtues of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Some, just some. But then it is upon us to do the homework, to go and expand and seek more knowledge about this great man, this great companion, the best of this ummah after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we need to know a lot about him so we can draw lessons from his seerah radiallahu anhu, and to emulate his example and to follow on the path that he was upon radiallahu anhu. From his many virtues, that he has gathered many traits of good, many traits of good in one day. روى مسلم عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أصبح منكم اليوم صائما. In this hadith is collected by Imam Muslim in his Sahih on the authority of Abi Huraira radiallahu anhu, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, once he addressed the companions, and he says, who's fasting this morning? Who is fasting today amongst you? Who is fasting today? Of course, this is a supererogatory act of fasting, not Ramadan. قال أبو بكر رضي الله عنه أنا. أبو بكر رضي الله عنه says, I am. He was fasting that day when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم asked. قال فمن تبع منكم اليوم جنازة. Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, who amongst you follow a funeral procession? Follow a جنازة to the grave. أبو بكر رضي الله عنه said, I am. قال فمن أطعم منكم اليوم مسكينة. Then the Prophet ﷺ, he asked another question, asked the companions, who amongst you has fed a poor today? قال أبو بكر رضي الله عنه أنا. أبو بكر once again رضي الله عنه said, I am. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فمن عاد منكم اليوم مريضا. Then the Prophet ﷺ asked another question, the companions, who amongst you visited the sick today? قال أبو بكر رضي الله عنه أنا. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he says, I am. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, and then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, ما اجتمعنا في امرئ إلا دخل الجنة. Whenever these characteristics and these actions gathered in one man, in one day, will enter الجنة. Enter الجنة. ومن فضائله رضي الله عنه في رواه البخاري في صحيحه أن وصفه رجل من المشركين بمثل ما وصفت خديجة رضي الله عنها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. From his virtues, that as it is this in Sahih Bukhari, that a man from the polytheists at that time describe him in the same way, by attributing to him, radiallahu anhu, characteristic that Khadija used when she described the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he came to her from the cave, frightened when he first received the revelation. وذلك لما ابتلي المسلمون في مكة واشتد البلاء خرج أبو بكر مهاجرا قبل الحبشة. That when the Muslims, they were afflicted and harmed by the polytheists, the pagans of Quraysh in Mecca, Muslims, they suffered a lot. They went through a lot of hardship. Some of us can even take a criticism. It's like somebody, oh look, he's looking at me. And they, like I said, I don't know what they want to do now. These would be people, they were harmed, injured. They were facing a lot of hardship in Mecca. So Abu Bakr, he left. He was going to Habasha as well. Because some of the companions, they left to Habasha, Abyssinia. حتى إذا بلغ برك الغماد لقيه ابن الدغنة وهو سيد القارة. Until when he get to this place called برك الغماد, this man ابن الدغنة, and he was the leader of his tribe, he met him and he said, أين تريد يا أبا بكر؟ They know each other. He said, where are you going, أبو بكر? Where are you hidden? فقال أبو بكر أخرجني قومي فأنا أريد أن أسيح في الأرض فأعبد ربي. He said to him, I remember Abu Bakr, he's a noble man from a noble family, a noble tribe. He says, my people, meaning the people of Quraysh, they are the one that caused me to leave my town. So I am going on earth to worship my Lord. قال ابن الدغنة, but that man said to him, إِنَّ مِثْلَكَ لَا يُخْرَجْ وَلَا يُخْرَجْ. SubhanAllah. He says, a man like you should not be chased away from his place. No way. And then he mentioned the reason why. He says, فَإِنَّكَ تَكْسِبُ الْمَعْدُومِ وَتَصِلُ الرَّحِمِ وَتَحْمِلُ الْكَلْ وَتَقْرِ الضَّيْفِ وَتُعِينُ عَلَى نَوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ. He said to him, person like you cannot leave this town. For certainly you help the people. SubhanAllah. Those in need, they come to you and you help them. You're good with your family, you're rahim. You help the people through their hardship and adversity. And you are a good host always to the guests. And you are known to be a person who is upon good manners and help others. Cannot leave. Person like you should not be leave. We need you. Like he's saying to him, we need you here. قال وأنا لك جار فرجع فاعبد ربك ببلادك. And he said to him, I grant you protection, my protection. Go back to Mecca and worship your Lord. And he's a Muslim. فارتحل ابن الدغنة فرجع مع أبي بكر فطاف في أشراف كفار قريش وقال لهم. So ابن الدغنة went back to him with him with Abu Bakr to Mecca. He said, look, I'm taking you back. And he walked with him amongst the leaders of Quraysh, the leaders of the tribe, amongst the leaders of the tribe of Quraysh. وقال لهم إن أبا بكر لا يخرج مثله ولا يخرج أتخرجون رجلا يكسب المعدوم ويصل الرحم ويحمل الكل ويقري الضيف ويعين على نوائب الحق. Then Ibn Dighinna said to the leaders of Quraysh, the like of this man, Abu Bakr, should not leave and he should not be chased away by you. For real, you're chasing a man who have these beautiful characteristics, a man who is known with his noble manners and characteristics, a man who help the needy and the poor and the distressed. A man who's always there for those who go through hardship. How would you really kick someone like this out of his land and his town? فأنفذت قريش جوار ابن الدغنة وآمنوا أبا بكر وقالوا لابن الدغنة مر أبا بكر فليعبد ربه في داره فليصلي وليقرأ ما شاء ولا يؤذين بذلك ولا يستعلن به ولا يستعلن به فإن قد خشينا أن يفتن أبناءنا ونساءنا. So Quraysh, they accepted the protection of this man to Abu Bakr, because this is something used to be with them, because when one of the chiefs of a tribe come and say to the others, look, he's under my protection. Meaning, if they do something to him, he will raise war against them with his allies. So they used to respect that. So now Abu Bakr has protection. And of course, Allah sent him this man, of course. Alhamdulillah, things happen by Allah's will. You be upon the haqq, Allah will take care of you. Naam. يحفظ الله يحفظك. Be upon the haqq, be upon the deen of Allah, Allah protects you. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So
Quraysh, they accepted that, but they make a request from this man. They say, however, we would like for you to say to him, okay, and command Abu Bakr to worship his Lord in his house. See? He can pray all he wants, he can recite all he wants, but he should not harm us by doing these things outside, in openly. Because we're afraid if he pray outside openly and recite Quran, we're afraid he may be a fitna for our children and our women. Fitna. For them, Islam is a fitna because they don't know. قَوْمٌ يَجْهَلُونَ. Likewise, sometimes you want to talk to a Muslim upon bid'ah and you want to come to the sunnah and they're like, man, beware of that Wahhabi. أعوذ بالله. You're just talking to them in the sunnah. قَالَ اللَّهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And they come up with names. Beware of him. You're calling them to that which is good, that which Allah command with. Anyway. فقال ابن الدغنة وأرجو أني لم أخطأ في اسمه قال لأبي بكر ذكر ذلك لأبي بكر فطفق أبو بكر يعبد ربه في داره ولا يستعين بالصلاة ولا القراءة في غير داره. So Abu Bakr, when he was informed by that man, that's what he did. He prayed at home. He recited the Quran at home. ثم بدا لأبي بكر فابتنى مسجدا بفناء داره وبرز فكان يصلي فيه ويقرأ القرآن فيتقصف عليه نساء المشركين وأبناؤهم يعجبون وينظرون إليه. But then after a while, Abu Bakr built a little musalla in his house, in his, you know, courtyard. And he began to pray in there and recite the Qur'an. So now people, they see him and they, the women of the Quraysh and the children and the youth, they pass by him and they were amazed what this man is doing. They were so amazed by his worship. وَكَانَ أبو بكر رجلا بكاء لا يملك دمعه حين يقرأ القرآن فأفزع ذلك أشرف قريش من المشركين. And Abu Bakr, he used to cry when he recites the Quran. When he recites the Quran, he cries. So he draws the crowd, people are watching him and concerned. So Quraysh, they raised their concern once again. فأرسلوا إلى ابن الدغنة فقدم عليهم. So they sent to the man who brought him protection. They said, you gotta come, we gotta talk. So he came. فقالوا له إن كنا أجرنا أبا بكر على أن يعبد ربه في داره وإنه جاوز ذلك فابتنى مسجدا بفناء داره وأعلن الصلاة والقراءة وقد خشينا أن يفتن أبناءنا ونساءنا فأته فإن أحب أن يقتصر على أن يعبد ربه في داره فعل وإن أبى إلا أن يعلن ذلك فسله أن يرد إليك ذمتك فإن كرهنا أن نخفرك ولسنا مقرين لأبي بكر الاستعلان. So they said to that man, listen, we accepted your offer. Since you granted protection, we honor that. But with the condition that he stays in his house. If he wants to worship his Lord, he does it in his house. He can pray all he wants, he can recite what he wants, but he's in his house. But now he's doing it out, in front of his house, and we're afraid that our women and our children, our youth, be afflicted by that. So now, these two things we're asking you. Whether you command him to go back to his house and worship his Lord in his house, where our women and our youth cannot see him, or take your protection away. Because we don't want to get in any trouble with you. Or if he refuse, just say, look, man, I cannot protect you anymore. Now, he says, and one thing is certain, we're not going to allow him to do this. We're not allowing him to worship his Lord openly like this. قالت عائشة, عائشة رضي الله عنها, she said, فأتى ابن الدغن أبا بكر. So this man came to Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه and said to him, قد علمت الذي عقدت لك عليه, فإما أن تقتصر على ذلك وإما أن ترد إلي ذمتي, فإني لا أحب أن تسمع العرب أني أخفرت في رجل عقدت له. He came in a polite way and said to Abu Bakr, you know that the condition that me and you we have, we grant you my protection so that you fulfill that which we agreed upon, that you stay in your home and you worship your Lord at home. Whether you do that, or at least I cannot protect you anymore. Cannot protect you anymore. Because I don't want to get in, I don't want the Arabs to start talking about this matter, that the Quraysh are against me because of this. قال له أبو بكر. Abu Bakr said to him, look, يا أخوان, the yaqeen, the iman. Abu Bakr, you think he says, I'm going back home? قال له إني أرد إليك جوارك وأرضى بجوار الله. He says, look, you can't take your protection because Allah's protection is sufficient for me. I'm pleased with Allah's protection. Allah says, you can take yours. I don't want to get you in any trouble with Quraysh, because Allah's protection is sufficient for me. SubhanAllah. Iman, ya akhwan. Believe in Allah. حق الإيمان. Trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't matter what people said they're going to do, what they want to do, what they gather. Remember the hadith. Nothing will happen even if the people of the earth gather together, not just couple. They will never be able to harm you except with something that Allah has decreed to happen to you. وكان علي رضي الله عنه يعرف لأبي بكر فضله كما في صحيح البخاري. علي رضي الله عنه, he always speak good about Abu Bakr and he know the virtue and superiority of Abu Bakr. نعم علي. Why are we mentioning Ali now? Because from now on is a refutation against a very wicked and vicious sect, الروافد, الخبثاء, the filthy روافد, the Shia, who they hate Abu Bakr. They say he's a kafir. Al-Rafida. I'm a Rawafid. Wal-Iyadu Billah. To them, Abu Bakr, he's not even a Muslim. And Umar. And Uthman. And many companions. The majority of the companions, except for a few. Such as Ali and Salman, and maybe one or others, I don't know. Few companions. The rest, they hate them. They curse them in their khutbahs in Jumu'ah. We say, may Allah be pleased with Umar, Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman. Then they said, may Allah curse them. Wal-iyadu billah. May the curse of Allah be upon them.
Amen.
They deserve it.
Amen.
Here is Ali, because the Rawafid, they do all of this because they said they're doing it for Ali, their love for Ali. Why the Rawafid, they abuse the Sahabas, mainly Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman? It says because they wronged Ali. And that's what they're doing it. And this is the haqq they think. That's they are upon the truth. Well, guess what, Ali? Ali, he knows the superiority of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Qala Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiyyah. Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiyyah, he's the son of Ali radiallahu anhu, one of his sons. قال قلت لأبي علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه محمد بن الحنفية. He said, I said to my father Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, أي الناس خير بعد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is in a time when the Rawafid, they saying that Abu Bakr is a kafir and Umar and cursed them out and Uthman. He said, I said to my father, which one from the people is the best after the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Who is the best of the people after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this ummah? Qala Abu Bakr, Allahu Akbar. Ali answered, Abu Bakr. He's the best. So if the Rawafid really, really Rafida, if they really are truthful in them saying, look, whatever Ali says, we do it, why they don't follow him in this one? They just liars and criminals. Ali says, Abu Bakr, and this is a proof against them. Qultu thumma man? The son says, and who's after him? Qala thumma Umar. SubhanAllah. Abu Bakr, Ali radiallahu anhu says, then Umar. قال محمد بن حنفية the son then he says وخشيت أن يقول عثمان قلت ثم أنت he says and at that point I was afraid that my father if I ask him and who come after Umar I was afraid that he may say عثمان therefore I said and then you come after Umar then you come after Umar قال ما أنا إلا رجل من المسلمين but the answer of Ali رضي الله عنه he says son I am only one of the Muslims I am only a man among the Muslims. ولم يكن هذا الأمر خاصا بعلي رضي الله عنه يعني تعظيم ويعني مكانة أنه كان يعرف مكانة وفضل أبي بكر بل هذا هو شأن بنيه أيضا. This is not the only example as related to Ali radiallahu anhu and his family knowing the virtue of Abu Bakr and the superiority of Abu Bakr. No, his children too. Because keep in mind, Ikhwan, the Shia al-Rawafid, they believe in 12 Imams. Ali is number one and then his sons 12 of them. That's it. And the Rawafid, they are in different levels. Some of them, they, a'udhu billah, shirk. They say that this a'imma, 12 a'imma, they know the unseen. Nothing happened in the universe or in the earth except by their commands. Their 12 a'imma. Shirk, shirk. Rawafid, shirk. And they say that their a'imma, like Khomeini in his book, they said that their a'imma, they are better than the prophets and the messengers. And many shirk wal'iyadu billah. But look now, these are the a'imma, their imams, what they say about Abu Bakr. From them is al-imam Ja'far al-Sadiq. This imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, who to them is subhanAllah, he's a righteous man. But the Rawafid, they go to extreme. And they attribute many shirk and bid'ah and superstition to this man that he's free from. And here is the proof. He said to them once that Abu Bakr, he's my grandfather twice. And that's gonna be, this literally translation, word for word. But, or from two ways, maybe better translation. How we understand that? Because Ummuhu hiya Fatima bint al-Qasim, Ibn Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr. Because his mother, she's Fatima, the daughter of al-Qasim, the son of Muhammad, the son of Abu Bakr. So Abu Bakr is his great-great father. Okay? وَجَدَّتُهُ His grandmother is Asma, the daughter of Abdul Rahman, the son of Abu Bakr. SubhanAllah. فَهُوَ يَفْتَخِرُ فِي جَدِّهِ ثُمَّ يَأْتِ مِنْ يَدَّعِي اتِّبَاعُهُ عَنْ جَدَّ إِمَامِهِ Ja'far al-Sadiq, he's proud to have Abu Bakr as his great-grandfather. And then he comes, those who claim they follow him, meaning they follow Ja'far al-Sadiq, and they abuse his grandfather. How you love him and you hate his grandfather? For no reason whatsoever. وَلِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ وقال جعفر الصادق once again لسالم بن أبي حفصة وقد سأله عن أبي بكر وعمر. This man سالم بن أبي حفصة once he asked جعفر الصادق. He's from the progeny of Ali رضي الله عنه. He asked him about Abu Bakr and Umar. Because the Rawafid and the Shia, they abused them. And they said, they claim they're doing this out of love of Ali and his children and his great-great children and the like. And Ja'far al-Sadiq is one of them. So this man came to him and said, what do you say about Abu Bakr and Umar? He said to him, Ya Salim, tawallahuma, wabra' min aduwihima. He says, O Salim, love them, follow their path, and free yourself from their enemies. Free yourself from their enemies. فَإِنَّهُمَا كَانَ إِمَامَيْ هُدَى For indeed, these two men, Abu Bakr and Umar, they were imams in guidance. ثم قال جعفر يا سالم أَيَسُبُّ رَجُلُ جَدَّهُ Because the man, he was asking him, are you on the same page or what? Then he answered him, he said to him, O Salim, would really a man abuse his grandfather? Abu Bakr Jaddi, he says, Abu Bakr is my grandfather. SubhanAllah. لا نالتني شفاعة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم القيامة إن لم أكن أتولاهما وأبرأ من عدوهما. And then Ja'far al-Sadiq, one of the imams of the Rawafid, they claim they love him and this and that. And they say that he hates Abu Bakr. No, he says, may the intercession of the Messenger of Allah وسلم, not be for me if I don't love them and follow their footsteps and free myself from their enemies. Allahu Akbar. وروى جعفر بن محمد وهو جعفر الصادق عن أبيه وهو محمد بن علي بن الحسين بن علي رضي الله عنه مجمعين. This is another narration from Ja'far ibn Muhammad, the Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, from his father. And who is his father? Is Muhammad ibn Ali ibn al-Husayn ibn Ali. Muhammad, the son of Ali, the son of al-Husayn, the son of Ali رضي الله عنه مجمعين. قال جاء رجل إلى أبي. Says a man came to my father. يعني علي بن الحسين. A man came to Ali, the son of al-Husayn. Who's al-Husayn? The Prophet's grandson. Who is his father? Ali radiallahu anhu. He said, a man came to my father, al-Ma'ruf, يعني علي. This Ali ibn al-Husayn, he's famous with the name Zin al-Abidin. Zin al-Abidin. فَقَالَ أَخْبِرْنِي عَنْ أَبِي بَكْرٍ This man came to him and said, inform me about Abu Bakr. What do you say about Abu Bakr? قَالَ عَنِ الصَّدِّيقِ تَسْأَلْ Then Zin al-Abidin, he said to the man, you're asking about as-Siddiq? قَالَ وَتُسَمِّيهِ الصَّدِّيقِ Then he said to him, You call him the truth? You call him the Siddiq? قَالَ تَكِلَتْكَ أُمُّكَ Then Zain al-Abidin said to that man, may your mother lose you. قَدْ سَمَّاهُ صِدِّيقًا مَنْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِنِّي He named him the Siddiq, the one who is better than me. من؟ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والمهاجرون والأنصار The messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم called him the Siddiq. The Muhajirun, they called him al-Siddiq. The Ansar, they called him the Siddiq. فَمَنْ لَمْ يُسَمِّهِ صِدِّيقًا فَلَا صَدَّقَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَهُ So anyone who does not call him a Siddiq, may Allah never accept his statements to be true. اذهب فأحب أبا بكر وعمر وتولهما He said to him, go now. After hearing this, love Abu Bakr and Umar and follow their footsteps. ولما قدم قوم من العراق فجلسوا إلى زين العابدين فذكروا أبا بكر وعمر فسبوهما ثم ابتركوا في عثمان ابتراكا يعني وقعوا فيه وقوعا شديدا فشتمهم Likewise زين العابدين The grandson of Ali رضي الله عنه The son of الحسين رضي الله عنهم A group from Iraq they came And they sat with Zain al-Abidin, people from Iraq, and they sat with Zain al-Abidin. And during the conversation, they mentioned Abu Bakr and Umar, and they abused them. And then they even abused, in a worse manner, Uthman. فَشَتَمَهُمْ Zain al-Abidin refuted them and abused them for that. نعم, شَتَمَهُمْ He scolded them for doing such thing. لماذا كل هذا؟ ما ذلك إلا لعلمهم بمكانة وزيري رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبمكانة صاحبه في الغار. Why did the grandsons of Ali رضي الله عنه and Ali himself, why they taking this position? Because they know the great makana and a place of Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Especially the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a cave. Who is that? Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu in the Hijrah. وَلِذَا لَمَّ جَاءَ رَجُلٌ فَسَأَلَ زَيْنَ الْعَابِدِينَ كَيْفَ كَانَتْ مَنْزِلَةُ أَبِي بَكْر وَعُمَرَ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ A man came to Zain al-Abidin because he used to live in Medina. And he said to him, what is the position of Abu Bakr and Umar from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How close they were to him. فَأَشَارَ بِيَدِهِ إِلَى الْقَبْرِ ثُمَّ قَالَ لِمَنْزِلَتِهِمَ مِنْهُ السَّعَةِ The answer was that Zain al-Abidin, he pointed to the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, look how they're close to him now. Look how close to him now. That's how they were close to him when they were alive as well. Because Abu Bakr and Umar graves, they are next to the Prophet ﷺ grave. And they are the only companion. The only two companions that their graves are next to the Prophet ﷺ. Look at the answer, Ya Akhwan. He said, how close? Tell me how close Abu Bakr and Umar were to the Prophet ﷺ in his life. He pointed the grave of the Prophet ﷺ and he says, the same way, look how close they are to him in the grave. They're next to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَقَالَ شَيْخُ الْإِسْلَامِ بْنُ تَيْمِيَةَ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahu ta'ala has a line of poetry. رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. He said in that line of poetry, يا سائلي عن مذهبي وعقيدتي رزق الهدى من للهداية يسأل اسمع كلام محقق في قوله لا ينثني عنه ولا يتبدل حب الصحابة كلهم لي مذهب ومودة القربى بها أتوسل ولكلهم قدر وفضل ساطع لكنما الصديق منهم أفضل beautiful lines of poetry, we should all memorize, that, of course, translation, I'm not a poet, I'm not going to translate it to a poetry, I'm just going to give you the meaning, what it means, the general meaning. Here, the Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah says, this is an answer to someone who's asking him about his aqidah and his madhab. He says, as for the one who asked me about my manhaj and my aqidah, may Allah grant guidance for the one who asked about guidance. He said, listen and pay attention to my statements because it is upon knowledge. And since this statement I'm going to give you upon knowledge, then cannot be changed and tampered with. Love of the companions, loving all the companions is my madhab. You're asking about his madhab. It says, loving all the companions is my madhab. And by loving them, I'm seeking to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of them are virtues and on high level, but the Siddiq Abu Bakr, he's the best of them. Allahu Akbar. وجمع بيت أبي بكر وآل أبي بكر من الفضائل الجمة الشيء الكثير الشيء الكثير الذي لم يجمعه بيت في الإسلام. As for the household of Abu Bakr and the family of Abu Bakr, they have, subhanAllah, so many virtues that no other household have beside them in Islam. فقد كان بيت أبي بكر رضي الله عنه في خدمة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في الاستعداد للهجرة. The whole household of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq was in service for the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. All of them, not just Abu Bakr, all of them, they are ready, they are there for the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. As in the incident of the Hijrah and how they, all of them, prepared themselves and participated in this matter. وما فعله عبد الله بن أبي بكر وأخته أسماء في نقل الطعام والأخبار لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وصاحبه في الغار. From that, look, Abu Bakr, the father, he's with the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, putting himself in the front. And as for Abu Bakr, son Abdullah, and his daughter, the daughter of Abu Bakr, Asma, because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and Abu Bakr, they have to stay in the cave. But Abdullah and his sister Asma, they used to take them food. And in the same way, tell them what's going on, you know, about the affairs of Quraysh. SubhanAllah. وعائشة هي زوج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. هي بنت أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله عنها وعن أبيها. And as for Aisha, the beloved wife of our Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and our mother, she is the daughter of Abu Bakr الصديق رضي الله عنهما. وأما أعماله رضي الله عنه فمن أعظم أعماله سبقه إلى الإسلام وهجرته مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وثباته يوم موت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. As for his achievements, if we can use this term, one of the main things that highlight his life in Islam, the first to embrace Islam. He accompanied the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in a journey from Mecca to Medina. He was with him. And he was firm on the day when the Prophet ﷺ died. He was firm. Because people, companions, didn't believe. Prophet died? No. Umar radiallahu anhu. And you know who's Umar. And he says, nobody come and tell me the Prophet ﷺ died. No. No, Prophet didn't die. And Abu Bakr came and kissed the Prophet ﷺ and he knew he died. And he was firm and he reminded them about the ayat in the Quran that talks about the death of the Prophet ﷺ. He was firm. وَمِنْ أَعْمَالِهِ قَبْلَ الْهِجْرَةِ أَنَّهُ أَعْتَقَ سَبْعَةً كُلُّهُمْ يُعَدَّبُ فِي اللَّهِ. And before, from his achievement and his work, great work, radiallahu anhu, before the hijrah, when they were still in Mecca, he freed 7 people. All of them were tortured for the sake of Allah. He spent his wealth to buy people, to give money to the pagans, so, and set those people free, because they were tortured simply because they were Muslims. Who are they? Bilal ibn Abi Rabah, wa Amir ibn Fahira, wa Zanira, wa Nahdiya wa Ibnataha, the Nahdiya and her daughter, wa Jariyat Bani al-Mu'ammal, wa Umm Ubays. Naam. All of these people, subhanAllah. As Imam ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned in his book, Fiqh al-Sirah, النبويه من زاد المعاد في هدي خير العباد.
الله اكبر الله اكبر الله اكبر الله اكبر اشهد ان لا اله الا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
نعم. ومن أعظم أعماله التي قام بها بعد توليه الخلافة حرب المرتدين. Likewise, from his great achievements, رضي الله عنه, when he became the Khalifa after the death of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, that he fought against the Murtaddeen, those who have left Islam and apostate. كان رجلا رحيما رقيقا. Keep in mind that Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه was known to be very soft man. Very soft spoken, soft heart. He cries when he recites the Quran. But in this moment, he was very stern. Even more than Umar رضي الله عنه, who no one need to be stern. Because it is the haqq. As in Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim, رحمهم الله, they mentioned this story in their book on the authority of Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه, that when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم died and Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه was the Khalifa, and people from and tribes from the Arabs, they went back to kufr al-iyadu billah. They went back to disbelief. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, to preserve Islam, he took this mawqif, stern mawqif against these people. Even though some of them refuse to give the zakat, but they still say La ilaha illallah. And he says, we will fight them until they pay that which they used to give to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even though Umar radiallahu anhu says, كيف تقاتل يا أبا بكر كيف تقاتل الناس وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أمرت أن أقاتل الناس حتى يقول لا إله إلا الله فمن قال لا إله إلا الله عصم مني ماله ونفسه إلا بحقه وحسابه على الله. Even though Umar radiallahu anhu came to Abu Bakr and said to him, oh Abu Bakr, how are you sending armies to fight people while the Messenger of Allah says, I was commanded to fight the people until they say, La ilaha illallah. Bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah. For indeed, whoever said, La ilaha illallah, his blood and wealth is sacred, except if that person does not fulfill the rights of La ilaha illallah, and he will be answerable with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has to answer to Allah. قال أبو بكر والله لأقاتلن من فرق بين الصلاة والزكاة فإن الزكاة حق المال والله لو منعوني عناقا كانوا يؤدونها إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لقاتلتهم على منعها. Then Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه said, by Allah I will fight anyone who distinguish between the prayer and the zakat. The zakat is a right due in wealth. By Allah, if they prevent me little thing that they use to, if they refuse to give a little thing they used to give to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will fight them for that. قال عمر فوالله ما هو إلا أن رأيت أن قد شرح الله صدر أبي بكر للقتال فعرفت أنه الحق. So at that moment, I know that Allah has opened the breast of Abu Bakr for that. And I know that he is the truth. Is the truth. فَلَقَدْ سُجِّلَ هَذَا الْمَوْقِفُ السَّلْبُ الْقَوِيِّ لِأَبِي بَكْرَ رضي الله عنه حَتَّى قِيلَ نَصَرَ اللَّهُ الْإِسْلَامَ بِأَبِي بَكْرَ يَوْمَ الرِّدَّةِ وَبِأَحْمَدَ يَوْمَ الْفِتْنَةِ. This is a strong position رضي الله عنه he took. Even though Umar رضي الله عنه said to him, how would you fight people who says لا إله إلا الله? And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, those who say La ilaha illallah, their blood and their wealth are sacred to the end of the hadith. He said, for that position, because of his understanding of his fiqh that he had, radiallahu anhu, some of the ulama, they say, Allah has granted victory to Islam through Abu Bakr in the days of Ar-Riddah, when the many people apostate among the tribes of the Arabs, and through Imam Ahmed in the times of fitna. فحارب رضي الله عنه المرتدين ومانع الزكاة وقتل الله مسيلم الكذاب في زمانه. So he fought رضي الله عنه those who apostate and those who refused to give the zakat, and Allah destroyed مسيلم الكذاب, the liar, in the time of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Because also this Musaylima and amongst others, they claim prophethood, wal-iyadu billah. This Musaylima al-Kadhab, the liar, he claimed that he was a prophet. And he called the people that Allah has put him and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but for whatever reason, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died, now he has to, and all lies, wal-iyadu billah. And you remember in the Sirah classes that even his people, they said to him, look, you're no prophet. Even those who was following him and they see them like they losing in a battle and this, and they like, listen, man, they have no prophet with them. But you the prophet and you receive revelation, so why are we losing? Why are we going through this hardship? And no, just wait. They like, finally they said, look, you're no prophet, man. Remember in the seerah, the classes of the seerah, alhamdulillah. So Allah destroyed that kadhab, Musaylim al-kadhab. وفي عهده فتحت الشام وفتحات العراق. In his time, there's many the Muslim they conquered, and they opened many lands, alhamdulillah, to Islam, towards Islam, like Sham and Iraq. Likewise, in his time, the Quran was compiled and gathered because he commanded Zayd ibn Thabit to gather the Quran. Naam. مات أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وما ترك درهما ولا دينارا. Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه, he died, he didn't leave behind him a dirham or a dinar. وكان أبو بكر رضي الله عنه ورعا زاهدا في الدنيا حتى لما تولى الخلافة خرج في طلب الرزق فرده عمر واتفقوا على أن يجروا له رزقا من بيت المال نظير ما يقوم به من أعباء الخلافة. أبو بكر رضي الله عنه, he wasn't concerned for this dunya. Even when he became the Khalifa, he went to seek, you know, the rizq. Go to work. He's the Khalifa, he wants to work. But Umar stopped him. And the Sahaba, they agreed to give him a salary or a pay from the money of the Bayt al-Mal because of his position and because of what he's doing. Because of the Khilafa. وتوفي رضي الله عنه في يوم الاثنين في جمادى الأولى سنة 13 من الهجرة وهو ابن 63 سنة. فرضي الله عنه وأرضاه وجمعنا به في دار كرامته. And as for his death رضي الله عنه, he died on Monday in جمادى الأولى in the 13th year of the Hijrah. And he was 63 years of age. Radiallahu anhu wardah. Of course, this topic, we will never give it its due. But this is just a humble try to find material and share with you. May Allah reward our noble scholars and the students of knowledge who they put out their work. Alhamdulillah, so that we get to know the virtue of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah has praised them in his book. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised them. He says, "Khayrun nasi qarni," the best of the people is my generation, the companions. And we are commanded to follow their footsteps. And we commanded to be upon that which they were upon, in aqidah, in the creed, in ibadat, actions of worship, in mu'amalat, dealings and transactions, in akhlaq, in suluk. And we love them. Love them is from iman. Loving them is from iman. And we love those who love them. And we respect those who respect them. And we disgrace those who abuse them, such as al-Rawafid. And inshallah ta'ala, next class we will try our best to bring a brief biography likewise about another great companion, رضي الله عنه, عمر بن الخطاب. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Everything I said and is correct is from Allah سبحانه وتعالى. If I made any mistakes, and you all should find mistakes, then please, it is from helping one another upon good and upon righteousness to advise one another and to point out the mistakes and the shortcomings of one another, but in a nice way, in a good manner that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated for us in this beautiful deen of Islam.